This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Japanese government is expected to announce Thursday that it will impose a new state of emergency for Tokyo due to the rise of new COVID-19 cases across the country. The government's economy minister and head of its coronavirus response efforts told reporters the state of emergency will begin on July 12th and last until August 22nd, a period that covers the duration of the Tokyo Olympics, which takes place between the 23rd of July to August the 8th. A new state of emergency will likely prompt the government to either scale back the number of spectators allowed to witness Olympics to 5,000 or ban them altogether. Foreign spectators have already been banned from attending the event. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two other suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. Charles did not provide any other information on the operation. Manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down during a pre-dawn raid on his home in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Barkey, Edmund, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters in Washington that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable condition at a Miami, Florida hospital. The president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA.